Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dirt and Sprague.
After watching John Harbaugh coach his team for 18 seasons, it was time for Steve Bisciotti to take back his team and to set John Harbaugh free. I expect John Harbaugh to be the most in-demand coach in this cycle with multiple opportunities. He will be able to go wherever he wants.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Baseline inbound, get it into long left corner. She'll pop a three. Oh, she buried it. Of course she did. The SoCal native has given Oregon a three-point lead with 30.6 to go. Timeout USC. Are you kidding me?
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. Turn it up on the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Yes, indeed. Happy Camel. Happy Hump Day.
What is happening?
How we doing? How we feeling?
Feeling a little overwhelmed today all of a sudden. Didn't know if I was going to be overwhelmed today. Now I'm a little overwhelmed. There's a lot going on right now.
The topic tree du jour.
It grew a little bit yesterday as the day went on. Got off the air. We're like, all right, maybe do some playoff stuff. Get ready for wild card weekend. We got coaches getting fired, players leaving.
Yep.
Chaos everywhere.
The funniest thing was I had a bunch of little side things I had to do yesterday. And I get in my car and I'm hearing, I guess, with the end of Joe Fisher.
Okay.
Joe was filling in.
Ah, yeah, doing the happy hour yesterday.
The happy hour. Thank you. And I heard right as he signs off, he's like, well, still nothing on John Harbaugh. And I was like, okay.
All right.
And I literally ran into a store, popped back in, opened my phone to see if anything was happening.
Yeah, anything going on.
Breaking. John Harbaugh fired. And I went, well, been there before, Fisher.
Welcome to the Dirt and Sprague breaking news jinx, Joe Fisher, because that's usually the way it works. What's going to happen today at 10:04 a.m.? I'm sure something big will pop off.
Then I'm like, oh, you know what? That's pretty big news. John Harbaugh's been there for 18 years.
That's the second longest tenured coach in the NFL, yeah. I believe, right? It was Tomlin 1 year ahead of him, and then Harbaugh got hired the next year.
That's a child born who's now a legal adult.
Yes, it is. They're smoking cigs in some states.
Then the day went on, and we're like, oh, Jordan Davison, broken clavicle.
Yeah, that's not good. You never want to do that this time of year.
The internet was right.
It ended up being the rumors. The sleuths were on it, man.
For every 7 message board stories, I don't know what the hit rate actually is, but for every blank amount of message board rumors, one becoming true makes however many you there are.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes them catch fire.
That's exactly why message boards exist.
If you have one out of 25 rumor conspiracy things happen, guess what people are going to believe every time it's posted?
You're an insider.
Exactly.
I tend to do the other way just because I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it kind of approach. Because we had one earlier this year where it was DeCorian Moore. I can't remember what game it was, but it was he was hurt and he was going to miss time. And it
his
was
tailbone.
His tailbone.
That's what it was, his tailbone.
He's not going to play. And then we got scuttlebutt of like, he's fine. He's going to play this weekend. And we all turned the game on Saturday. And who played? Who was fine? He was fine. And so I tend to take the approach of like, yeah, I believe it when I see it. And then as the day went on, I'm like, uh-oh, I think I might have to believe this one.
Well, I remember that because I had somebody reach out and say that, you know, hey, he got hurt. It's serious. It's legit. And then the next day, I'm like, I heard he wasn't practicing Monday. And Dust's like, they don't practice
They don't practice on Monday. Monday's not a practice
And I reached out. And I was like, hey, they don't practice Monday. They just do, like, walkthrough stuff. Oh, well. And I'm like, yeah. Maybe there's nothing to that.
Maybe we just take a deep breath and we'll find out. Once the news is out, this is the beauty, at least of having a guy hurt in the CFP, is it doesn't linger until the time the game starts because you have to release injury reports, and they had to put one out. So I knew yesterday at 5:15 p.m. an injury report was going to come out, and I knew we were going to get an answer some way, shape, or form on Davison, and now we know he's out.
Yeah, and then a little bit later on in the day,
It's juicy up north.
Oh. Juicy. I would say it's contentious.
I'd say pretty toxic.
Toxic, contentious.
Might not want to show your face in Seattle anytime soon there, buddy. Can we get an LSU-Washington bowl game? Not that he'll play in the bowl game next year, but can we get that if that's where he ends up going?
Yeah, I'd probably just get back in the portal.
Just have peace about it.
You know what? I'll say this about him. I've been screaming for these kids. Just jump in it every year. It's a one-year contract. Go get the most money you can. Most of you are going to fail in the NFL anyway.
Yep.
He's destined to be a Canadian legend. He's not going to be an NFL quarterback.
He's smaller than me, man. Exactly. He's not going to the NFL.
He should be hitting this portal every year.
Go make some money.
So I hear this and I'm like, well, I mean, be honest with you, I'd have done the same thing. Give me the biggest bag every single year if I'm an elite player.
It's just another good reminder. I don't know why sometimes we forget this, but when you see a Damon Williams enter the portal and all the chaos that ensues last night in Seattle, there's this, I don't know if some people still have it, this thought of like there are guardrails and there are some rules and like now we're going to, you know, pursue legal action. No, you're not. There's nothing you can do. There are no rules. There will be no recourse here. He's leaving. He's not coming back. Mm. There was a story that came out, I think, earlier this week that Texas Tech's like just refusing to sign. They had that like the house settlement where you're supposed to pay $20 million for your team.
Or whatever it is.
And Texas Tech's basically just like, nah, we're not going to do it.
Why would they?
Exactly. What are you going to do about it?
I've been saying this the whole time.
You're going to kick us out? We're not going to play anymore? Are we like, booted from the Big 12? Are we, like, what are you going to do?
I said this
the
when
answer is nothing.
Sharon Moore was coaching Michigan, and he had to serve a suspension or two. And I'm like, why doesn't he just show up?
What are you going to do?
What are they going to do?
And not start
cancel
the game?
Cancel the big television game?
Yeah.
No, they're not. Yep. What are they going to do? Oh, vacate the wins.
they might have had to forfeit it, but that would be... Because that would be in the moment. You would actually take a
loss. And then I'd legally challenge it, and you lose. Because every time the NCAA does something at this point, they get taken to court, and they lose.
They lose.
So I just like, there is no rails. There are no guardrails.
That'll be interesting to see. Because supposedly, Washington's claiming they had a signed contract for
a new deal. He signed it 4 days ago.
How does a signed contract work for a non-employee?
Exactly. That's the big question.
There's no way it holds up. Like, they're going to try and get some money out of this.
Georgia's still waiting on that same deal with another kid. They want $390,000. From a defensive lineman who left.
Yes.
And they still haven't gotten a verdict on that.
We had the same thing happen last year with the Wisconsin kid who transferred to Miami.
Xavier Lucas.
Last time I checked, he transferred to Miami didn't he?
Yeah. He played.
He played.
Wisconsin's like, we're taking you to court. Miami's like, cool.
All right, good luck. Ahead. What are you going to do? You're not going to beat us in court. That's fine. I'm now a firm believer in the conspiracy theory because something happened while we were out. You guys probably talked about it. The Baylor signing a kid who was drafted
in the NBA
draft.
Yeah.
And them just being like, well, he hasn't played in the NBA yet. I think he'd only been in the
G
League.
Hadn't signed an NBA
that's
contract.
That's what it was. So if you sign an NBA contract, then that's off the books. But he hadn't signed yet, so he's drafted. Now he can come back and play.
So he's playing overseas or whatever. But
I'm just a firm believer that the NCAA is doing whatever they can to make this as ugly and chaotic. Like, they're just not going to do anything.
You think they want this
until
to get
it gets to a fever pitch, and then they can pass their antitrust legislation in Congress. That's ultimately what they want. But in order to have it be loud enough, you need enough of these fires burning at the same time to get Congress to actually move and act on something.
Or the people who probably claim themselves to be represented by the term limited government people, they could not do that. they could recognize the players as, breaking news.
Uh-oh, don't do it. Don't you say it.
Employees.
You communist.
And just, you know, be what you currently are, the minor league of the NFL, where everybody's making money. You could just do that.
Could you collectively bargain and make them employees of the school?
Instead of having to lean on the government, like, please help us. You sports socialists.
They don't want to do that. It's going to cost them more money, and they won't have any say in anything that happens. They want to have the thumb that can push down on the players. And if you get antitrust legislation going through, that's what you're going to be able to do again.
I mean, there are so many things where we're just like, let's go back to how it was in 1972 happening, that it's funny that we're going to lean back and go, what if we didn't pay him? What if we just said, you're getting an education?
Go back to 1972 when Alabama didn't have any black players on their team. You want to go back then? Good old days, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
Things exploded last night. That was about, it wrapped up my night in a nice way. Kind of strolling, perusing, listening to the takes. It was quite entertaining.
I got a buzz on some of this stuff when I was in the middle of a movie with my kid yesterday afternoon. My kid got out of school at 2. It's $6 Tuesday or whatever at the movie theater.
So we had no school. Is it two earlier than normal?
Same school, same, or do they always child get out that at didn't two? Have school Monday?
Yeah. Yeah, and she gets out at 1:55.
Oh, okay.
So she's home by 2:15. I had basketball practice last night, and so I'm like, I wanted to take her to go see this movie when it came out. Didn't do it, so I'm like, it's cheap Tuesday.
Let's go see a movie.
And I just took her to the movie theater at like 2:30 in the afternoon.
It's probably empty.
Oh, dude, it was me, her, and like some random couple.
You can run up and down the aisles if you want, kiddo.
That's
do whatever
great.
The hell you want.
Probably
go crazy.
Some olds in there.
That was great. I had the phone lit up. Kid's like, put the phone away. I'm like, hold on, there's some news.
There's nobody in here anyways. Nobody can see. Just don't pay attention to me. You're good. John Harbaugh got fired.
Dude, afternoon movies, underrated. Underrated.
I'm a big fan of the afternoon movie.
Oh my God. It was
a great way to eat up the middle of your day, especially on a day like yesterday where there was nothing. It was just pouring down rain. There's nothing you can do. You can't go outside.
So tired of this atmospheric river rain.
Going into the movie theater and being like, hey, look at that. I can't see that or hear that it's raining for a little bit. It's a nice little Tuesday.
Well, and I was going to dictate going to the movie, not going to the movie on my mood based on my football team.
Yeah. Did your football team win?
Dude, by the hair of their chinny chin chin, they were down 1-0 at halftime. And because of a heel over a line, negated another goal to put him down 2-0, which certainly would have lost.
The VAR helped you out, is that what they call
the
it?
The VAR buzzed down, like, he's offsides, they take the goal away. Mm-hmm. Bam, boom, we score the equalizer on a corner piece.
Look at you guys.
And then we get a penalty kick.
Look at you guys.
And then we're basically 10 games above relegation. Now
you're fine. Now you're safe. And the curse of the jersey has been lifted.
Yes, that was the most important thing for
now
me.
Now you can wear your jersey guilt-free.
Wore it to the movie theater.
Not worry about watching your team lose.
Had another person go, hey, Forrest! And I'm like, dude, soccer. I guess soccer, man.
People like soccer, everywhere. We just don't watch the MLS that closely.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's that.
Well, I think there's more English Premier League fans than there are Timber fans, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's. I mean,
if you love soccer,
I think in this city, people watch the Timbers for sure.
No,
they're passionate.
I know that,
but yeah, if you're following a soccer league
closely,
you're following the Premier League.
You're following the best league.
It actually is easier to follow for American soccer fans because the games are offset from when.
The schedule is really good.
Yeah.
So you can either record, if it's super in the morning, you can record it. But otherwise, you got games between like 8 a.m. and noon most of the time.
Mid-afternoons on a Tuesday.
Yeah. 10 a.m. game.
Early Saturday and Sunday morning, so you don't want to watch all the pregame shows.
It's
you're like, I got something to lead me up to kickoff.
Warm up your day.
Are we going to have the same weather today we had yesterday? Because it was howling wind and then pissing rain.
I think so.
I think so.
I'm so tired.
I think we're in for another day of this.
But hey, you guys, you want cold Christmas, you know? Be all in.
No, now I'm done with cold. Christmas
now
is over. You got to get through. Once you get through Christmas, January 1st, the calendar turns.
Okay.
Now we're ready for warm weather.
I'm ready to.
Now I'm just thinking about my golf game. Am I ever going to swing a club again?
From Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Yes.
That's the window I will deal with cold and winter and whatever, and it's part of
Thanksgiving. So you want a solid month of just cold, miserable.
Amen, brother.
That's fine.
Get you ready for the holidays.
What's wrong with Santa's
not going to know how to find us if it's too warm out. He's going to get confused. He doesn't know what city he's in.
I think Hawaiian kids get just as many gifts as American kids or stateside kids.
I see what you're saying.
That was a great job by me right there.
Well done. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
God. The state, you idiot. Idiot.
I did see a good point that January's maybe the worst month of the year.
I would contend February.
February.
Now, why is it February? I think you're saying that because it's your birth month.
No, it's not that.
I think February is usually...
What's wrong with February?
February, there's football dies.
But she's a, first of all, it's not completely dead. She's still in it a little bit.
You get
she's
the biggest game of
small,
the year.
Just a small taste. That's all I get. Right, I'm set up for a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, okay. Sunday night, Monday. Like, we are in January. The next couple weeks, we got this. I got a national championship game. I got divisional rounds. Yeah. I got conference championships. All of that
that's
happening
fine.
In the month of January.
Yeah. But
so February, I get the bad weather, and I don't get the weekend distraction of football to go with it.
I think it's colder in February here than it is in January.
Oh, we're definitely probably have snow in March.
I got the NBA All-Star break.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to happen.
It sucks.
You get Olympic hockey this year, though.
And
that
you get
is
the Super Bowl.
That is true.
And you get one day guaranteed sex, and it's only 28 days. You guys are poo-pooing February.
I'm going to this first poll question of the day. What's the worst month?
See,
February or January?
You're putting sports in the context.
I have to because it's a big part of my life.
It was a Reddit post.
This is all
like,
I got,
January
man.
January sucks. It's too long. It's depressing.
Walking around thinking about how I can get to Thursday night when we can actually watch football again.
Most
man.
People have these big year-long goals. They fail it within 9 days man. Of that month. So it's like, oh, it's a nice reminder month of you can't do what you want to do. I think it's January.
Okay, which month is worse? First poll question of the day.
Yeah, if you add
what
sports
you
into it, you're going
to
win.
You want
to I'm not going to. It's. No. I'm going to get you February, January. Okay. But no, you can use whatever criteria you want.
Oh, it's got to be one of those 2 months. I don't think there's another month in the running.
Because by the time you get to March, if you're going the weather
spring
angle.
Spring break is around the corner
spring
for
break
eyes.
Is that yeah. week, that month. You'll get a couple of days in March that will give you the sense of.
Here's an underrated one.
Comfort.
We're speaking from our standpoint here in Portland. April kind of sucks.
See, I was going to go May.
Oh, May's delightful.
Because May...
It's too much of a tease.
I'm ready for summer.
But that's the point of May.
And it usually isn't coming yet.
Yeah, but May is the nice oiled up massage you get before you have the passionate lovemaking. It's like, hey, this is what's coming.
You guys do oiled up massages before?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. We're slipping inside.
You got that baby oil?
Got the baby oil.
Baby oil.
Cucumber.
And I provide the cucumber.
I'm jealous, man. Try that tonight.
I think April is underrated.
Hot
terrible.
Oil massage.
What do you have in April? The Masters and that's it.
That's it. Baseball starts,
Baseball starts.
The weather's terrible.
Weather
Cleveland's
sucks,
playing
usually.
In 30 degrees half the time in April.
Snowing in Colorado.
It's snowing. Yeah. Like, our weather's terrible in April.
Now you got the Masters, and you got the start of hockey and NBA playoffs.
What did they say about April going into May? April.
Showers.
Exactly.
Bring
just
May
stop
flowers.
There. Because May's better than April.
Yeah, I'd take May over April.
I think April's underrated the third month in this category.
Yeah, because April, I'm with Swag on the May thing, but May ends up
start
at least
of April's
giving
great.
You
got the
some
final
taste.
Four.
But you get some hot days once in a while in May.
Yeah.
Talk about teasers. It's like,
nicer in May than it is in April.
Yeah.
By the time I'm where Swag is with May and April. Like by the time we get to April, I'm just depressed.
Yeah.
And then you watch the Masters on TV and you want to go play golf, but you can't go play golf because everything's still underwater and it just, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for
it.
I'm
with you
over.
There. Well, let's get it going. A lot to talk about today. Let's start with the massive bomb out of the National Football League. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague, it's good to be with you. It's Hump Day. Bill Conley coming up at 7:30. And our buddy, the commissioner.
We got him. He's on Get Up right now, so we're getting him on after Get Up.
Josh Pate, who texted me at 10 o'clock our time last night, will be on at 8:30 today.
Guy doesn't sleep.
He doesn't sleep. Neither do I. So Josh Pate at 8:30. Bill Conley, 7:30, loaded show, statter story. Let's get it going. 105.1 The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, the fan text line's 503-864-6326. It's a loaded program today. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, everybody. If you're a coaching candidate, and when I hear the names involved this year, I don't know about you, Dirt, but when somebody's like Chris Shula, and I'm hearing these names, and it's not that they won't prove to be good, because many wondered if Liam Cohen was going to be a good coach.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I'm just not getting excited when I hear the coach candidate names.
Are you telling me that if you're a Tennessee Titan fan, you wouldn't be excited right now that they interviewed Jason Garrett? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah. Stefanski's probably the best candidate name I've heard so far. And
it's a two-time coach of the year.
Yeah. We all have kind of this weird, it's an automatic that he's a good coach, when if you just followed any Cleveland Browns football, as dysfunctional and bad as the organization is, he had a lot of games. You're like, how did you lose that game?
There were a lot of them.
Also had a say in the Baker, Deshaun stuff too. So he might be the best candidate. I also don't know. The McVay coaching tree is interesting to me, because Brandon Staley will just be always at the forefront of my brain.
Yes, he will.
And here's Chris Shula, same positional coach or same coordinating coach, yeah, and he's the top candidate for many.
This is where we're going to go.
But Baltimore announced yesterday they had fired John Harbaugh after 18 seasons. You know what? He's probably the biggest name. Now that he's available.
Oh, he's for sure the biggest name. He's the biggest name available. It's just wild to think how long that run was, where I think I was a sophomore in college when he was hired at Baltimore, and that's how long he's been their head coach. That feels like forever ago.
So he gets fired, and dare I say this without having any knowledge of it, I think if Buffalo loses this weekend, I think McDermott's going to get fired.
Yeah, he gets fired, and I wouldn't be surprised if Harbaugh ended up there, and I'd probably be excited if I were a Bills fan.
Yeah, I think that's interesting is, like, if you're a fan of Baltimore or Buffalo, and the two biggest names right now I think are Stefanski and Harbaugh.
Without a doubt.
Now, it's not, again, that other candidates won't be worthy. More to me like, what is the answer there to fix those situations, to put them over the hump? They're both facing this hump. Now, let's be fair to McDermott. Maybe the Raiders win this week, or the Bills win this weekend, and then they put themselves in an AFC title game. Like, we don't know how it's going to end yet. But if they are to lose to a really good Jacksonville team, I think people are taking away the same idea of, like, he's going to be the one that suffers the consequences.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting rid of Josh Allen. No. You're going to trade him away.
I don't think Brandon Bean's going to get fired.
He's not going anywhere. So this is the recourse that teams have. My only advice to them would be, and I would just said the same thing to Baltimore, don't allow the decision to come down to one game. Do you feel like you have the right coach or not? Do you feel like you need a change or not? If Baltimore makes the kick on Sundays, John Harbaugh still the head coach of Baltimore?
Yeah.
Like, that's the funny thing out of all this to me, of, like, if they're in the playoffs, maybe they win a game. I don't know how far they're going to go. Maybe they beat Houston in the first round of the playoffs. Is that enough to keep his job? And then all of the stuff that's now getting unraveled behind the scenes of, you know, he's kind of losing the locker room and the message isn't what it used to be and they could probably use a fresh start. Does that now go out the window because your kicker made a kick? Like, I just am of the belief of, if you want to make a change, don't let one game decide it. That would be my advice to Buffalo. One loss to Jacksonville, who, by the way, is, let's not overlook the fact they're the hottest team in the NFL. They're playing at an incredible level. They've won 11 straight or whatever it is games in a row. Trevor Lawrence has been an MVP for the last, you know, month and a half of the season. You lose that game 27-24, now you're going to make a change. But if you win the game 28-27, you're going to keep your head coach. So one play or one turnover or one field goal is enough to keep a guy in charge instead of firing him. I hate the way we operate in those decisions.
Well, I think it's the same, but it's just the reverse side of it. If you go into a season and you fire a coach because he starts 0-2, you didn't want him to be
your coach. You didn't want him to be there anyway.
And why didn't you make that decision months ago?
Right. Now we got to go 15 games without a head coach.
Well, Ian Rappaport is reporting this morning on the NFL Network that it's kind of everything we would have guessed. We didn't need to be there day to day to know. He lost the locker room. He lost Lamar Jackson, lost Lamar's trust, and wanted to run the entire staff back from top to bottom. And people around that franchise, player wise, were like, no, dude.
Nope, not going to happen.
Did you see how this season went? They felt internally there were changes needed to be made. He didn't want to make them. So the franchise looked at it and said, thank you for 18 great years. Thank you for a Super Bowl. Thank you for all the great competing seasons that you gave us. Good luck to you. We're going to go a different way.
Yeah, I look at it as, I don't know if it's a fair comparison because they're different kind of head coaches and have different strengths and skill sets. To me, it reminds me a lot of Philadelphia and Andy Reid, of a place where he was there forever. And he never won a Super Bowl. Harbaugh got a Super Bowl. But they were good every year. Players would change. Pieces would rotate. Quarterbacks would come in. But they were always there. They were always a constant. What John Harbaugh has done in Baltimore is remarkable. He was hired in 2008. I believe he has more road playoff wins than any coach in NFL history. They've only had one year in that entire run, 17 years, only one time they won less than 8 games in a season. They almost fired him after one of those kind of weird stretches, and then Lamar Jackson comes out of nowhere and kind of saves his job.
Yep.
And you go on this new run where you get back to an AFC title game and you're in the playoffs every year. But sometimes in life, you just need a restart. You just need a refresh. And I think this is a perfect set. You know, I was reading through some of the statements. It seems like it's more of a Ravens side than it is Harbaugh side, because initially it was a true split. Now it feels more like Baltimore was like, dude, you're gone.
Well, every coach wants a Lamar.
Let's phrase this as a mutual parting of ways.
Sure.
But look how it's worked out for Philadelphia, and look how it's worked out for Andy Reid. Philadelphia's gone on to win 2 Super Bowls with 2 different head coaches and different players coming and going, but they're a sound organization. They haven't gone anywhere. And Andy Reid landed on his feet, and he was good in Kansas City, and then he lands a generational quarterback, and now here is the new Andy Reid. And so I view this split very similarly of great run, hell of a stretch. It's just hard to keep a locker room in tune to the same voice for that long. And I know players come and go. That's a long time to be in one place. I think it's going to benefit both sides.
Yeah, I want to talk about a little bit more of this on the other side. I also want to ask the question, if Buffalo was to open up, what job would you want more, Buffalo or Baltimore? So we could talk about that coming up next. You got that fire in your gut?
I got the fire in my gut.
I went back and watched that clip after the show yesterday, and somehow it was even worse than I remembered. Like, I knew it was bad. We played the cut and the tone. He literally walks in and he just looks at everybody and goes, did you guys take the bus into work today? And just pans to the players who are like, just, they don't know what to think. So their face reaction's just like, what?
I drove my Porsche to work today, coach.
And he goes, no, did you take the bus into work today? You get that fire in your gut? And just pans the players who have no reaction.
Agent at that point, are you just... You're just cringing.
Like, I think you're paying to try to get off the internet.
Yeah, can we scrub that from online? Can that just get wiped off, please? Somebody get rid of this evidence.
All time, what an awful hello, I'm your coach.
It's like the Jim Halpert deadpan in The Office where they just pan over and the player's just staring like, what did he just say? And when Kalen DeBoer went for it on 4th down and they pan the camera over to Kurt Cignetti, he's making a weird face.
That guy's
psychotic, man. The camera pan's not good.
So John Harbaugh is out in Baltimore. There's a lot to get to today, man. I'm trying to balance all of this. The Raiders story. Did you read the Raiders story yesterday?
You've been filling me in. I did not see that one when it came out. And some of those details are exactly what you would imagine for a team that won 3 games this year.
Do you think we get Schultzy in to see if we could get him to back off of Bronny a little bit on the Nepo stuff to talk about Pete Carroll? Because his coach coached his son coached the offensive line for the Raiders with zero experience.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good when you hire somebody who's never coached a position to coach a position.
But we may get to that today. It's a status story. We got Conley at 7:30 and Pate at 8:30. So Harbaugh is fired by the Ravens. I don't know. Like, I think the Vegas favorite is Shula.
Yeah.
The D coordinator out of the Rams.
Brian Flores would be super high on my list. They're like, their problem the last couple of years hasn't. And Lamar needs to stay healthy, but every quarterback needs to stay healthy. Their issue is defense. Their defense has been terrible.
Let me ask you this. I heard the rumor mill stuff that the Raiders could be looking at a Flores-Daboll situation.
Yeah, Daboll's the OC, Flores is the head coach.
And when I heard that, I was like, yeah. I'm in. Like, if I'm a team who needs a restart, I need culture, I'm in. Like, when I think of Baltimore, I do think, okay, got the offensive juggernaut. Henry, I believe, is coming back. I know he's in his 30s, but, dude, he still had a really damn good season.
Yes, he did. Sans the fumbles early in the year. When they used him, he was very effective.
You can look to see if you can add another weapon for Lamar, but, like, mostly I think the offense can be fine. Can you get a good offensive coordinator in mind? And I didn't hate Monken. I know people hate every offensive coordinator when their team doesn't win.
They're the biggest villain everywhere.
Right. I love the idea of a Flores defense in Baltimore, if I'm Baltimore, with pair the right offensive guy with Lamar, and you're right back at the top of this contending stuff.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no right answer here because you go either way, right? You hire an offensive-minded head coach. This was a unique thing about Harbaugh was he was a special teams coordinator when he got hired. I know he coached a little bit on the defensive side. I think he had been a DB coach at a couple of stops in his career, but it wasn't like he was a known coordinator on one side of the ball or the other. He's more of a CEO type, and he made it work for that long. So the counterargument to all this is, hey, if you hire a defensive coach and then you hire a good offensive coordinator, he's going to leave and you got to go replace that guy. Look what Detroit's going through right now. But you can make the same argument the other way. You hire an offensive play caller. Look what happened to San Francisco when they lost Robert Saleh. The defense fell off a little bit, didn't it? And then they got him back, and now the injuries have been a primary reason this year that they're not very good. But he's clearly a great defensive mind. It's not easy to go replace those guys. So there's going to be a pitfall either way. That you decide to go. I would lean defense knowing that division and knowing that's been my primary deficiency. I think there's just a trust in having an all-pro quarterback and an MVP quarterback that your offense is going to be okay. You'll be all right. You just got to make the right hire at OC. I'd lean defense if I were them, and Flores would be at the top of my list. He's also a guy that we vilified
for the Miami stuff,
the way it ended. And you don't want to treat players poorly and all that.
I think he was kind of validated out of some of it.
Dude, he absolutely was. Like, Tua's not been very good. Sans a, 16-game stretch. Outside of that, he's been a pretty bad quarterback the majority of his career. And he's also a weird – he's kind of a weird dude, and he threw some teammates under the bus this year, and things have not aged well for Tua, and so we killed Flores for that, but I think it's aged well for him.
Well, the Tua stuff is something, it's also a teachable learning moment, right? Like, that was his first head coaching. He's been working with what many think is one of the brighter, youngerish kind of head coaching minds in Minnesota. You have to learn something when you work with people.
I would think so.
Right? So
retreads aren't always the same as they were the first time.
Dude, if he's going to be basically running my defense the way a good play caller as the head coach runs the offense, I'm all the way in on that idea. Yep. I think that's a really good one. Now, if Buffalo is to stub the toe, and are we in locks? I think they're going to get rid of McDermott if they lose.
If they lose, I agree with you.
You agree?
Completely.
Okay. Yes. So if we all, well, not, but this show, because Swag's nodding his head, yes, if this show collectively kind of agrees with that thought, what's the job you want if you're a top coaching candidate?
I would take Buffalo on a slight edge over Baltimore.
Okay, I'm interested to hear why, because I disagree with you, but I'm curious why.
There's literally one reason why and one reason
just
only.
Just because 17.
17's been more durable than Lamar Jackson.
That's the
only reason why.
That's totally fine.
One
to
has
say.
Two MVPs and one has one, so you can. Yeah, I mean, we could split hairs on who the better quarterback is when they're available.
Whatever.
They're both great jobs. I would just say Josh Allen's played more the last couple of years than Lamar, and my job's going to be on the line, and I want that guy out there.
So the only reason I go Baltimore isn't really quarterback-based. Like, you know me, I love Lamar.
Yeah.
I also love Josh Allen. If you think Allen's better than Lamar, I don't care, man. Like, I'm not arguing about
that. How dare you?
I have to look at the organization. And Buffalo has been good. Baltimore, in terms of identifying talent, has been exceptional.
They have? Yes.
And Harbaugh probably had some say in some of that stuff. I don't want to not give him credit. But also, they're regarded as one of the better talent-evaluating organizations in the sport. And so it's not just a Lamar Allen thing. It'd be more like, who do organizationally, who do I trust here?
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. They've been the better organization the last 25 years. It hasn't been just Lamar Jackson. Buffalo's been just Josh Allen. Until he showed up, there was nothing going on there.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson followed in the coattails of a quarterback who won a Super Bowl for their franchise.
Baltimore's been one of the best run pro sports teams since 2000.
Completely agree.
I think that would be my, why are you taking this over that? It's not a, oh, I'm more Lamar over Josh Allen. Has nothing to do with those guys.
Yeah.
Both are great. And your health thing is a very good point. I think I want to lean in on the franchise that I think evaluates talent as amongst the best of all the teams in the league.
That's why I made the Eagle comparison in the last segment, because I think both those franchises are pretty similar. They've been well, no matter who the coaches have been, they've been stable. And there's ups and downs and there's ebbs and flows, but they've been relevant. They've won multiple Super Bowls. Like, they've just been really good for a really long time. The one reality for all these coaches that they have to figure out is you are not going to go anywhere with these job openings unless you have the most important position on the field figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Mike Vrabel's a prime example of this. He's in Tennessee. Now, they're dumbasses for firing him, and we all said it at the time. Why would you do that? But he's now having a little more success as a two seed, and I think the future's incredibly bright. What's the difference in New England that he never had in Tennessee? He had Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee, and I don't mean any disrespect to Ryan Tannehill, but he's not a franchise quarterback that you can build a team around.
No.
He was a stopgap. He was the replacement for Mariota, who flamed out. Like, that's ultimately what you need. Remember all the times that NFL teams came after Jim Harbaugh when he was at Michigan?
Right.
Now, a big reason why he ultimately stepped away is because the NCAA was down his throat and he was going to have sanctions thrown at him. But also, he was waiting for what? He was waiting for an opening that had a franchise quarterback. And the second the Chargers called, who have not been known as a competent organization, have not been known for an organization that spends a lot of money, he said yes. Why did he say yes? Because he knows that's his ticket to success. And so that's the ultimate question all these coaches have to answer. If multiple teams are calling you, either do you like the draft? Can you go the Sean Payton route and say, I've identified my guy, now I got Bo Nix? Or is there already a guy in place? Because all of them will fall flat on their face if their team can't figure out a quarterback.
Yeah, you got to imagine the Raiders and the Browns right now.
I want nothing to do with either of those
jobs. If Buffalo opens up, you have Baltimore, Buffalo. I have my questions, and I think the Giants, the way they've been run the last decade, it's pretty not good.
I would say so. Been pretty bad.
But it's still the New York football Giants, right?
And like, maybe you're attracted by Jackson Dart. Maybe he showed you enough on film that's like, ooh, I could work with that.
You got a Burns, you know.
Stefanski
maybe
going to New York is very interesting to me.
An offensive play caller,
pairing with a young quarterback, like, that's an interesting fit.
And I love, like, the running back is a fun story. Used to run into street posts to build his toughness. I think I personally think it's a little bit of a blip story. I don't think his style of football lasts long term. Not at that size.
Yeah.
He wants to hit people every time, which, you know, he's fun. He's a fun person to have in our pro sports lives.
Very entertaining.
That's not somebody I'm like, if I'm rattling off why the Giants job is good, I don't think I'm naming him. I'm like, he's there. He's fine. We got Jackson Dart, we got Brian Burns.
Yeah.
Abdul Carter might end up being a mature.
Yeah, Malik Nabers back off
Nabers
injury next
is
year.
Back. Like, I'm naming all that stuff. I'm not pointing the running back.
The Buffalo one will be fascinating to see if it does happen. We're putting the cart in front of the horse because they win this weekend.
He
maybe doesn't get fired. Maybe they're in the AFC title game. Maybe they win the damn Super Bowl and all of this is a moot point. He's the new Ryan
McDermott's
Day.
McDermott's the goat.
Where we fire him all season and then he wins a championship and you're like, well, now we can't fire the guy. He can't go anywhere. But if it does end up transpiring, is Harbaugh a call that you make? Is Harbaugh going to wait to see if that job opens? I'm imagining he's going to take his time.
If you're Buffalo, do you want Harbaugh? Or do you want...
It's a tough one because I almost feel like, what's McDermott's strength? I feel like he's very similar.
Defense.
I know, but I feel like he's similar in certain regards to John Harbaugh, where he's more of a CEO overseeing type.
Yeah, the hard thing is seeing Seattle
hire a defensive-minded coach and it work right away.
Hard thing is seeing Jacksonville.
Yeah, Colin get the offensive
hard thing is seeing Chicago, right? None of those were proven commodities as head coaches in the league. And organizations are always in different spots, right? But it's hard to see them and say, you should just limit yourself to go get the most experienced candidate versus who is the best for their situation.
I'll tell you who is it. Jason Garrett. You know who else is getting interviews right now? Mike McCarthy. Can we not do this again?
You know, honest to God, who I think the Titans should hire? The Titans and the Raiders, those teams need to hire Harbaugh.
They need to establish the culture.
For everything I said about Pete Carroll, and I was way wrong on that. Oh, my God, after reading that piece, was I wrong?
Well, John Harbaugh's also not 97 years old.
And that's the difference. Is like, it's the same idea I thought of Carroll. It's just somebody who's 20 years younger.
Yeah, knows how to win.
Or however many years younger Harbaugh is than Pete Carroll.
Knows how to run a locker room, and it didn't end well this year. But you do it for 18 years in the NFL, man, that's a remarkable run. I'm with you there.
100%. We will get to the devastating Oregon news that popped out yesterday. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. Bill Conley's going to join us at 7:30. We're back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, welcome back in. We will... Look, we're going to get to the Damon Williams Husky stuff. Boy, that is... Whew, that's spicy.
Interesting night up on Montlake last night. I'll tell you what, I'm...
Who's happy? Who thought this was funnier yesterday? Duck fans or... Beaver/Coug fans, because Beaver Coug fan got told a lot of things
they did
by certain people that are loud about Washington. And then yesterday, it's all rigged. It's turncoat tampering. And I'm like,
now you're going to go tamper with somebody else's quarterback. This is the way it works. Are you going to be upset when your team does that?
I don't know where I'm going to text my cousin, see if he's seen this news and what he thinks of it. But like, do you guys know what world you're living in? I just sometimes think we're reminded that people are not aware, or they just willfully ignore how awful the situation can be at any given moment. I was going to get to some NFL here. I'll push that to the side because we got about 5 minutes before we get to the second hour. We will talk about Jordan Davison's injury. That came out yesterday.
It did.
Dirt was wrong.
I was wrong.
The internet was right. Dirt was wrong.
Yeah, the message boards got me yesterday.
And Patrick asked me, is this true? I'm like, dude, what do I look like? A duck beat reporter?
Yeah, work your sources. Call somebody. What are you doing over there?
It's like, it's an internet thing. I'm freaking knows, man.
I'm watching a movie.
But we'll get to that coming up here at the top. What you think that means for them going against Indiana on Friday. But Dirt brought something to my attention that we probably need to talk about. if somebody was to publicly humiliate you, Swag, and go public and say something the effect of like, you know why I left Swag? His unit was too small. I'd imagine you'd be pretty upset by that if it gained internet traction.
Yes.
Right? Because you would. Fighting back is only going to make them think it's true.
It makes exactly. It seem more real.
Yeah. It's like when someone looks at you and goes, why are you so mad? And you're like, I'm not mad. And they're like, you're seem mad. Like, I'm not mad.
I'm not
and
mad.
Now you're getting mad, exactly. Right? It's the same idea, just with an area that nobody wants to talk about.
Exactly.
Maybe you file a lawsuit in that instance, correct?
Yeah.
A little recourse?
If there's true defamation.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If you're small ween Swag, like that actually, might be devastating.
I'd love to see that court case where they actually had to whip it out too. Like, yeah, you think this is small? Like in the middle, like, take the stand.
What if she got witnesses?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, it was way smaller than I thought, to be honest with you.
Drop it down on a table.
Do, 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 do. That would be a normal reaction, I think, in that instance.
You'd be very upset.
Now, yes. Let me flip this on you.
Okay.
What if somebody you were with left you, and they cited the reason they left you because you were way too big? Would you feel the need to file a lawsuit? Because former offensive lineman Matt Khalil's ex-wife basically was in a podcast and said, why did you leave him?
I think we talked about this when it happened.
We did. Yeah. And she said, I couldn't make love with him. It was the size of a soda can.
She said two soda cans, sometimes three, stacked on top of each other, and I ended in tears every time.
And she didn't look like particularly the biggest woman in the world.
No.
And that set off a storm to the point where Matt Khalil now has filed a lawsuit.
He's suing her.
He's suing her over this.
He's basically trying to claim that I have retired from football, and my focus after retiring is to be out of the limelight, and this has brought unwanted attention onto me in my post-playing days.
It's a different limelight, man.
That's a different limelight. Somebody wants to go on the air and tell the world that I got three Coke cans down here, you're good in my book, dude. There's no lawsuits coming your way.
The problem is if you actually do have three Coke cans, you're like, well, nobody's ever going to date me now.
No, it's too big, man. It's too big.
That's terrible. There was always a rumor that when Pete Davidson was dating Ariana Grande, there's a deep theory, because she did an interview and she basically said the same thing about him. It was like, oh my God.
It makes sense.
And people were like, oh, that's why Pete Davidson gets all these hot chicks. There's a theory that she said it because she knew she was going to break up and then set an unrealistic expectation.
And every other girl is going to be disappointed in the aftermath.
Wait, that?
Now I'm going to go sleep with him. Wait, that's all he's got?
That's it, huh?
You lied to me.
What's Ariana talking about?
What the hell was that about? You're too focused on Wizard of Oz.
I just can't imagine wanting. I mean, I guess I'm never going to be in that situation because I don't have three Coke cans.
Nobody's ever called me three Coke cans Johnson.
I don't have a Coke can, to be honest with you. So,
you got one of those, what do they call those little fun size cans? Cans.
The minis.
You got one of those like Diet Coke minis.
That's still pretty big.
I mean, that's good for me and you, buddy.
Dude, mini Coke cans are girthy.
They're well built.
Anyways, the point being, I just can't fathom wanting to file like sue somebody for that. But also, I mean, she didn't describe a pretty picture in lovemaking there.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
I think he's
sounds
alone
a little painful.
Painful. It obviously was for
defamation her. Defamation cases are hard because you have to prove malice, and like if she's telling
this
story,
isn't going to go
she's
anywhere.
She's not fabricating anything,
right? If it's real,
and
she just said it was too painful and it led to the end of our relationship. Yeah. That's all she said. Yeah. There's not a lot of malice involved in there.
I don't know what.
I think the
at.
Initial one that you threw at Swag, if it was the other way around and
everybody
you were making
would want
fun,
to
you're poking
it.
And prodding and it's too small, then you would have a much stronger case in court of saying that was, based in malice.
The reverse, our instincts and ego all say, I would never do that.
That guy's in really good shape. I'm going to sue you. How dare you say that about me?
Right, well, right. That's kind of how that comes off.
He's giving
it?
You a compliment, man.
Yeah, very interesting. We'll see where that goes. We'll give you a follow-up on that lawsuit as it goes on, but just wanted to bring that to your delightful little ears on a Wednesday morning. Happy hump day, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Loaded second hour. Devastating news out of Eugene. The loss of Jordan Davison to an injury. We'll get to that. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.